you want to talk about today's episode?
Well, we were offline talking about...
We already did the episode. We just... all the listeners missed it.
We were talking about content market events.
Right. And how they're really not much in Florida that we were able to find.
Yeah, there's two of them. And they're very expensive.
And I didn't search exhaustively.
But... I mean, they're more expensive than going to Disney World. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. It's like a education, I guess.
Yeah.
It's almost like you can skip going to school and just go to these conferences.
Well, some of the most intelligent people I know have given that advice. Just always invest in yourself as far as these conferences go. Make sure you're going to these a couple times a year. And yes, they can get expensive.
Usually a company will send their employee. So you have a bigger budget to work with. And I think that's smart. A lot of companies, agencies do that. But a lot of companies I've worked for, they don't do that for the employees. They think, oh my gosh, it's just so expensive. Why should we send you to this?
Well, right.
It's marketing. Come on.
Because they're looking at it in two dimensions. And they're looking at it as an expense. And they're not considering the value that they're bringing by educating their own employees. I mean, that's just a short-sightedness, narrow-mindedness in the managerial perspective.
So, well, I also think it might be something to do with them getting, at the end of the quarter, if you don't spend your whole budget, you get a bigger bonus. Mm-hmm. So I've seen a lot of managers be really skimpy so they can get the like the leftover money. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's not very smart. Set up a business like that. But no, you have to invest in your employees or invest in yourself if you're a business owner and you're just doing content marketing on your own. I mean, even just starting out, it's hard. You're like, okay, do I really want to spend, maybe by the time it's all done, $3,000? But if you came back and you were the cutting edge person in your community.
Well, I say, first of all, if $3,000 is all you have in the bank, then I say, no, don't spend that on this one thing. True. That's a bad
good
idea.
Good advice. Financial advice as well.
Dave Ramsey has it right when he's got his baby steps and one of the first things, I'm not an expert, I forget his steps exactly, but one of the first ones is make sure you've got 3 months of living expenses in your savings account ready to go before anything else, pretty much before you do anything else. Because if you're dead, you can't help anybody. So
it's better just to get the companies to pay.
A good business that's making enough money should be able to handle that. And they should see the inherent value in it. When I worked at Penn State as an employee, we were allowed to take a certain number of hours off every year to go to professional training. And they even did so much. I mean, they gave us a catalog full of tons of things. This was before I got my business degree. So I remember my boss got a little bent out of shape because I checked off like 6 or 7 different classes I wanted to go to in just one semester.
He's like, whoa, you're hungry.
He's like, well, yeah, exactly. At the time, I didn't have any college degrees, but I was like, wow, I can get all this business training for free and do all this. And he's like, yeah, we need you to do some work, too, while you're here.
That's funny.
But that was just an example of an employer who recognizes the value in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just noticing, now that you bring that up, being on a budget, is you can also go, like for instance, on contentmarketingworld.com. And if you go to their agenda, they have a list of the speakers.
Mm-hmm. And then you can research them on your own and who knows what you'll learn. Because they put out tons of free, most successful people in this industry put out tons
of
free
content. Find them on LinkedIn.
Sure.
Introduce yourself. See if they have a blog.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously there's so much you can do online. You just talked about. And then HubSpot is a great resource. But... And the AMA, the American Marketing Association. That's how I found out about Brendon Burchard to begin with back in 2008. So that's a great resource. And But I think the benefit of going to the live events is the interaction you get.
The networking.
The natural human to human interaction, yeah, and stimulation of getting to ask questions.
Now, if you have money, that is the better way to go.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, because when all your senses are engaged, you learn, you retain what you're learning more effectively. We all know that. That's science.
True. But we did talk about how there's too many classes packed in a day.
Too much.
It's very difficult to retain it.
Yeah. 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 Unless you
It's hard to sit in those seats all day.
Well, right. You don't want to. Yeah. If you're going to have it for that long, I don't think people should be sitting most of the time. But, you know, Tony Robbins has these epic 4 or 5 day long things where people are just going balls to the wall for 18 hours. But he incorporates energy things in the program.
He does. I've seen a video of them.
Yeah,
he's got people.
They're nuts.
Singing songs and standing up and cheering like, yes, I'm awesome.
So much energy. Yeah, he's figured out how to do that. And he keeps everybody going. But
I guarantee that's what we need.
Guarantee
Tony Robbins.
Most of those people go home and crash. What did you say?
That's what we need, a Tony Robbins and a content marketing clash together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you'll be awake for it and you'll learn and then you'll be inspired. Mm-hmm. Which is what you want to do with your content anyways. But yeah, I don't have, you know, $3,000 to just spend.
Most people don't, you know, to be honest. I mean, just to have an extra,
right?
That's the truth of it. most people in the country right now today, you know, don't have more than a couple hundred extra bucks in their bank account. It's just the way people are living. But if you do have an extra few $1,000 just sitting around, then maybe you can teach us something.
Well, I would say that we both have hefty college loans from Full Sail University. I learned so much because they're always ahead of the curve. Most of the degree programs are what I experienced.
Yeah.
And I come out of school and I'm in Florida and I'm basically like marketing director, team of one person working with the CEO.
Well, yeah, that's
trying to teach them how to do this.
That's the thing. Like, you get out of Full Sail and that's the problem you encounter. You're so far ahead of the game with everything that it's hard to find people to work with who are at the same level because there aren't many. So you end up.
No, like, and they don't believe you because that's not what they learned in school. Mm-hmm. You're like, but that was, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Move aside.
Before the internet, you know, like before cell phones, I think. You know, that's the thing about going to school for tech stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think going to conferences is so important because you have your education, but if you're going to be in an industry that deals with technology on any level, you have to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially what AI is, machine learning, and how that affects Google, and when especially now you have more than one search engine, people are going away from Google and they're using GoGoDuck.
It's Duck. Like, it's DuckDuckGo, and that's what
What did I say? GoGoDuck.
GoGoDuck. GoGoGadgetDuck.
I get dyslexic. It. That's okay. It sounded right to me.
But yeah, I've been using that for the last 2 years. You know, they don't track you the way Google does. I mean, there's probably some kind of tracking going on. Who knows? But it's not Google, and I've got a lot of problems with the way Google runs their program. So,
but that's what and regardless of how you feel about it, it's not the way that Google is not operating the way that it used to.
Google rigs their search results. And for anybody who's curious, they can go to projectveritas.com and look at the most recent data dump that's come out from their insiders, their senior level engineers who have just released documents collected over the last 5 years that fully delineate the scam that's been going on, the blacklists that Google has. It's not a fair system. It is completely rigged.
It's not fair. And it's pay for play. What I want to explain is even if you're not into politics, it's not fair even for business owners because it's like a auction. Mm-hmm. So when you go and you place your ad and you say that in your area, you have two other major competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always going to be at the top of the Google if they're paying more money for their ad than you are.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing that they do is they, you know, this is part of the flaw in Google's ranking system is it's easy enough to have somebody sit in the corner and do search results and then click on the link that goes to your website over and over and over again to raise the importance of it in Google's engine. That's the way people do it. So not fair.
But it's not cheap either. So I say don't even do a Google ad if you're a small business because you can't afford it.
It can get expensive. Yeah, I mean, I
brought it up because of machine learning. So Google used to be just a simple search engine. And Adam, you could probably speak to like the how that works. But the difference now is that it's machine learning. So it's my results are going to be different than someone else's search results.
Well, that's the thing.
Your previous searches.
Yeah. What so a lot of people.
It's different now. And when you're marketing, it's not the same ball game as it was 10 years ago. And that's really what I wanted to bring up.
That's right. Yeah, search results are going to be different on everybody's computer. And if you want to prove it to yourself, use a web browser that allows you to browse in private. Bring up a new page that's in private mode and search for something on Google there. And you're going to see that the results are completely different than what you're getting during your normal browsing sessions. Because Google's always keeping a profile of the users. They don't know everything, but they know this IP address was making these searches. And over time, they make decisions on which search results to show. So browse in a private window, and you can prove to yourself that
and based the results on location, are different.
That too. Well. That too. Mm-hmm.
And it's convenient, you know, but it's also a little like maybe maybe I want to work for it a little, you know.
Right. I usually want more accurate results. I don't really care what Google thinks they want to recommend to me. I don't care. I use DuckDuckGo.
Right.
And if I can't find something there, I'll go to Google. But that's almost never. DuckDuckGo is a lot more fair and more balanced, I think, in the results they give you. But it's an important thing to understand.
I just started using it. You turned me on to that. And
right. I mean, couple other it people works.
Said that it was better.
It
so.
Works. And they're not building a profile on you, which is a serious concern for a lot of people. That's a serious security concern. And it's only getting worse. And then more and more information has been coming out in the last few months.
I think it's important for content marketers to
understand
think about
this.
That.
Content they marketers to need to be aware it. Of all of these mechanics going on in the background because they all have an effect on what you're doing day to day.
Right. So it's like, for example, shadow banning. If you use the same set of hashtags on Instagram, for example, too many times in a row, you get shadow banned.
Well, that's one way they do it. I mean, the shadow banning is just to censor people in general for whatever they think is appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, Twitter is its own thing.
So it's just like, how do you not only keep up with the changing platforms, but mm-hmm. also the things that they're doing in the background with the algorithms?
Well, we're in a post-Twitter age now. Anyway, people are, yes, Twitter is huge, but we're in a time now where there are alternatives to Twitter. We've got services like Gab, and then there's Parler, and then a variety of other services. And people like or dislike them for a variety of reasons. But the fact is, and those are just two of the bigger ones, but there are many others. The point is there are alternatives to Twitter that exist now, and they're very functional. And things are going to change. I mean, that's the thing with technology. It's always changing. If you notice something stays the same for a year or two, get ready for it to change big time.
Well,
soon.
I used to love Instagram until the ads. They just got ads. Too many ads.
It was nice before the ads. Huh? I remember that.
Yeah. So was Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it felt like a place where I could go and
mm-hmm.
take quizzes with my girlfriends from college.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, that's what it used to be. But now.
And games. But now it's like, now oh my gosh, oh, so many people are talking about politics that normally they're not. They're musicians and artists and people who, you know, they're not into politics at all.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden in the last few years, it's like bombarding. The content is being bombarded with political and social issues which is
it's not
great on one hand, but it's like, how are you going to compete with your content when you want to talk about your business and you want to promote something, you know, you want to get them to click on your thing, but it, on the algorithms on Facebook, for example, if somebody's always talking about politics, then Facebook is going to give them more stuff about politics.
Facebook is really good at pushing you further down whatever hole you're already on.
So instead, you got to really pull yourself back and go hide this, you know, don't unfollow for 30 days.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do to like cut back on seeing that content that you don't want to see anymore, you have to stop interacting with it.
Yeah. And Jessica, maybe you remember, it's been a few months now since I've been kicked off of Facebook, so I can't see the interface anymore. But in, under your account settings, there's an area you can go to where you can see all the different, you know, book likes and your movie likes and music likes and interests and all of that stuff. There's an area in the account where you can click on to see all this stuff. I strongly urge everybody to have a look at that as soon as you can, because when I checked it, I noticed a ton of things in there that I never would have clicked like on. So I noticed somebody or some algorithm, but you know, people program algorithms. So somebody set it up so where I had all these interests assigned to my account so that I would, you know, this was done on purpose somehow. So it gives you different information. So there's
settings and ads where like your interests, that's what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've got to go in and check that yourself, because they've been messing with it.
Clicked on. I know you're right. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've had to go in and delete my interests, because there was a time where there was a fine dining, you know, restaurant week in town. Mm-hmm. And I happened to be liking some food pictures during that time. And then Facebook automatically added my interest was food.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering why I was getting more food ads. So, because I only wanted, you know, I wasn't interested in it as overall. I don't want to see a whole feed of like people's food. But that's what was happening.
Yeah.
So I went into that section and deleted it, and then it stopped happening. So
now most people don't even know that they can look at those things.
No, somebody told me about it. I didn't know either.
So, I would strongly encourage everybody listening to go and do that right now, and just have a look and make sure it's right. I can almost guarantee you, you're going to see things and you'll be like, I don't like that. It's like, I hate cherry pie. Why does it say I like cherry pie? You know, stuff like that.
Right.
I mean, personally, I love cherry pie, but you get my idea. It should be the
first thing that popped up in your mind.
It's because I just had a cup of coffee and I'm thinking, oh, I'd love some cherry pie with that coffee. Okay.
Yeah, that reminds me of the
Twin Peaks song. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
It's the song Sweet Cherry Pie.
Oh, warrant. She's my cherry pie. That's wow. Yeah, that's a song you'd never hear on the radio now these days.
No. Maybe.
Probably not.
So funny.
The good old 80s. Get away with everything.
You really could. Nowadays the lyrics are all like coded.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the lyrics were any better than they were back then.
They're not better. They're just coded. Like, now there's a thing like where all the white girls are Beckys now. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, I first learned about that back in 2008. There's this girl, Denise, who was in my class. And then, you know, she was from Atlanta. You know, really pretty black girl. And she told me that. That's when I first learned about that. She's like, yeah, you know, the rich, prissy white girls, we just call them Bettys. Like, that's just like a generic Becky. Name. Or Becky. Becky.
Yeah. Betty. Get it right.
Becky's. See this?
But, you know.
You just cut that part out. That has nothing to do with content marketing.
White people that don't know what that is.
Yeah. I just provide a great example how we messed up.
So, you're so white.
I really am. It's like 97%.
Betty.
Yeah, it's only 2% African, but there's some in there. There's a little bit in there. There's more than 2%. more than Elizabeth Warren had Indian. That's for sure.
Wow. We have been going on for 20 minutes now. Do you want to say anything else about these lovely little contests?
Well, no. I mean, we opened up starting. We were just talking about the events and how there aren't really many in Florida that we've been able to see that are interesting. But I guess the only other thing I'd tag on there is what I mentioned to you a while ago. Just if somebody wants to do something for free in person, I think the best place to look is your local library. If you live in a bigger metro area, a lot of times there'll be things like this going on. Not regularly, but maybe every couple months you might see something. But it's
maybe if you live by a college, perhaps.
That's a great point too. College, there's always free things going on at colleges. Mm-hmm. So get around the people. It pays off.
I guess you could always go to meetup.com. But
you could. I'm sure there's some good things on there. I'm sure there are some things on there. Unfortunately, in my experience, it tends to be a community of half-hearted people with the whole meetup thing.
Other way you could learn is certifications.
Well, we're talking about free, though.
Well, they might be a little bit cheaper than the conference.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I like South by Southwest, because Ultra Music Festival, because they have the Winter Music Conference has like the, where you actually can go and learn on panels, but then you can have some entertainment.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way all of these should be done.
Learning plus entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Schoolhouse Rocks.
Well, they
have
entertainment, but it's like the cheesiest corporate entertainment ever.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, it's okay. But I'm tired, you know. There's like karaoke with your coworkers, like that's scary.
Jack's house band, just you know, some of the most generic stuff. It's like they're good. It's like they're all right, but it's generic.
As much as I'm paying you to be here, you should have some decent entertainment.
Yeah, Brick Skrillex.
That's my feedback. That's my feedback on Brick Skrillex. That's what we need.
Yeah,
you know, everybody will love it after six. Just give them some cocktails. Mm-hmm. They'll like anything.
Sure, with those all the crazy noises he makes. Yeah. I don't know. Skrillex or Mr. Bungle.
Nobody probably knows who that is. Who?
Mr. Bungle.
A
great band. They're not together anymore, but you know.
No, I seriously, I want to go to all the content marketing, influencer marketing stuff, because I feel like it is the future and I want to learn what people are doing in the industry with it. I think it's more than just resharing someone's post. I think that, you know, I'll reshare their post on my channel because they have a lot of followers. Like, there's a strategy there. I think you have to go beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some people have journalists that come in and that they write about your restaurant or your product. You can invite a blogger in and to write about you, but I mean, that's a good way to get the word out, but what does that really do? So what can we do beyond that? And that's really why I want to go and learn what people are doing out in LA, in Northern California. Like, what are, you know, a lot of people are doing innovative things out there. And so we were just talking about the ones in Florida. And there's two of them, but they're pretty expensive because out in LA, they have these things all the time. They're more common. They're not as expensive. They don't have like 20 speakers. They only have like five. And it's one day. But then the hotel and all that stuff. So you have to kind of make it a vacation, I guess.
Well, when you're leaving the state, it gets very expensive.
So they have them all over the country, in different locations, all over the country. But, you know, if you're going to do content marketing, I might add it into your vacation work agenda. And whether you go alone or with a coworker or what have you, I still think it would be, I think it's worth it. It'd
be a good experience. Yeah. Get with a new group of people who are thinking the same things you're thinking.
Yeah. Look, I mean, check out you'll local learn first. Something for sure. Mm-hmm. You'll learn something if you just show up and interact with people.
Yeah. Check out local first, because that'll be the easiest thing for you to get to. And then if your wallet can afford it, have a look at other bigger things elsewhere.
And then I would make it an annual thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you found one that you really liked.
Like we said, because of the nature, the ever-changing nature of the technology world. Yeah.
Right. But anyways, thank you so much for this little chat today.
Oh, yeah, it's been a good chit-chat. Definitely.
It's always that way.
I've got a cup of coffee here with my name on it. Well, soon to be coffee. It's just a cup right now, but it does have my name on it.
That's funny.
And it's going to have coffee soon.
Well, let me not keep you away from your coffee.
Sounds good. All right. We'll be in touch soon. Anytime.
All right. Sounds good. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. All right.